ou de collision avec blessure, raccrochez et composez le 911.
McCullough, Mr. McCullough, how are you? This is Peter Sagos.
Hi, sir. How are you today?
Living la vida loca. How are you?
I cannot complain so far.
I'm glad to hear that.
Good. So, I guess I have to sit down and have a chit-chat with you and kind of clarify a few things, because I've received some information that you have been posting using Twitter and YouTube. So I'm going to have a sit-down and chit-chat and talk with you and get your side of the story, as it were. It's up to you at the end of the day. I have enough right now to arrest you for the breach because of your condition not to access the Internet.
I'm sorry, Mr. McCullough. The conditions on the probation states that I could use the Internet for my real estate.
Purposes, yes.
Yes,
yep.
That is correct. Now, my online reputation is my business. My name is my business. I need to protect my name, Mr. McCullough, so people, when they research me, understand what's going on.
Mr. Sagos, I'm going to jump in there right there. So I don't want to get into that right now. I'd like to have you come in and sit down, have a talk. We'll do an audio video.
Sure. In regards to that.
But if you're concerned about your online reputation, there are several companies within the internet business, I know, here in Ottawa.
I would like to interrupt you right there at this moment, Mr. McCullough. The reason why is because these companies don't work. I have already tried it. I've tried it, and I think I did with two of them, and it was just a waste of time and money.
Okay, so, like I say, make arrangements for you to come in. What's a good day for you?
I'm not too sure. I have to coordinate with my lawyer, so I have my lawyer present. So most likely I will contact, I guess he or I will contact you. I'll see how his schedule is, and then my schedule is always open. I'm an open and transparent person, Mr. McCullough, all right?
Excellent. I'm on afternoon shift next week, Monday, Tuesday, Friday.
No problem. I would just like to know who's making this complaint.
I don't have to tell you that at this point in time. I'll talk to you when we talk on the sit down and talk. We'll clarify everything at that point in time.
It's interesting how you guys are moving around with this. All right, so
nothing to move around with. It's, you know, like I say, it's information that's received. I'm going to give you the opportunity to speak to it, and then we'll go from there.
As what is outlined actually with the case that was before, on the date was met with the Crown of Toronto, Michael Adelson, to discuss the alleged breach and defamation liability charge. It was detained that there was no grounds to proceed with the criminal charges. The liability charge does not fit the instance, nor does the Crown feel the proceeding would be straight and indictable charges would yield a conviction on past current matters. As stated above, the condition release document, because I'm not attacking Michael.
Understood. I'm not talking to you about libel or defamation or anything like that at this point in time. Like I said, I'm talking to you more about the breach.
The free speech. The free speech. All right, Mr. McCullough. If you believe this is democracy, no problem. We'll go there. You could set me up, throw me in jail, whatever you guys feel appropriate for me not being able to move on with my life. All right. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr.
Right,
I'll get my lawyer, and I'll communicate, and we'll try to set up
and
a date.
Your lawyer is Ian McGregor, correct?
Ian McLean. McLean.
McLean.
Yeah,
McLean. Excellent. Thank you very much, and I'll wait for his call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.